Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Hello and happy Monday, all you zoophiles out there. It's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. And thank you sincerely for tuning in to Zach Amico's Morning Zoo here on the Gas Digital Network. I am joined by two wonderful men from the Two Goons podcast. It's our great friends, Che Dorina and JJ Lieberman. How you doing, boys?
How we doing, guys? We're doing good. We're living, we're loving, we're having a good time.
Yeah, I don't think this was intentional. I was going to be on last week, but I had to cancel and then got moved this week.
It wasn't
an intentional podcast.
Hey, it's a mashup, and that's, I love that. So let's get plugs out of the way. Tell people about the show. Give us your dates, social media, anything you guys want to plug. Go nuts.
You want to go first?
I'm going to, once again, Two Goons Podcast, we're both on it, and then, in terms of dates, I'm actually doing a bunch of stuff with Ryan Long, so if you want to see me in Chicago, Detroit, there's a bunch of other places, and then Vegas multiple times in June.
Check out my comedy special. My comedy special comes out April 26th.
Wow.
It's called How to Make Your Balls Bigger. It'll be on YouTube and the LOL Network as well. So it's whatever Kevin Hart thinks he's cooking over there. And then, that's it. That's all. Of course, Two Goons. Check out our podcast.
Fantastic. Find me on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. punchup.live/ZachAmico for all my dates. If you're watching live this Saturday, I will be in Deer Park, New York, commentating a deathmatch tournament. After that, my most important thing, of course, taping my first half an hour special at the Creek in the Cave, May 23rd, 7 p.m., 9 p.m., myself and Tim Butterly will both be filming specials. So please come out and support us, and thank you so much. If you love the show, go to GasDigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO. You save a little bit of money. You get your ad shows uncensored, ad-free, and early. You get the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas shows. You get the live chat, and most importantly, you get our bonus episode every Friday. That's right. We do three of these a week. That Friday episode is behind the paywall, so if you want to subscribe, go nuts. And thank you so much, however you watch the show. So I wanted to start off with this one today. It might be old news already, but I am fascinated by RFK Jr. And he's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. Does he have a podcast now?
Does he, Shannon?
I think he did. I think he launched a podcast, and it's like, dude, you're doing an audio platform. Have you ever heard this guy talk? That's crazy. Who the fuck wants to listen to, you know, what we have to do today to help us all get healthier? It's like, what the fuck, man?
And I just, he's so fascinating.
Yeah.
Because you got to go, what was he thinking?
Yeah.
And I thought the dead baby bear in Central Park.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Was maybe the height of it.
Yes. I didn't see it. I'm done. I've turned off all politics.
Okay.
I saw him and Rogan behind Trump. But
which is crazy.
Yeah.
I saw Rogan. I was like, what the fuck is Rogan doing here? Rogan's in the White House.
Yeah.
We're full idiocracy now. We've gone it. We've achieved it.
Dude. I assumed it was some peptide thing.
It was psychedelics.
Oh.
Psychedelics. Psychedelic treatment for veterans. So they're
cool.
Gotta get Rogan in there. You know, he's the big DMT guy. Big guy on that, dude. Yeah, dude. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
So if you're not familiar with the bear, I guess it came out that there was a story that RFK years and years ago had found a dead bear and was doing taxidermy at the time. Took it, lost track of time, had to get on a plane, and couldn't bring a dead bear with him. So he dumped it in Central Park.
No.
Yeah. The taxidermy people do that shit. Not dump them in Central Park, but I was banging this chick for a while who did taxidermy.
Really?
And yeah, yeah. And she would find like
Jesus. How many times did this girl's dad die?
She did have two cats, but a pretty good job. Nice apartment in Toronto. She was like, yeah, it's best in the wintertime. Because you find like a dead bird or something, like a dead crow, and then it's the snow preserves it, and then so you snag that off the street and you take it home, you do some taxidermy.
Yeah, I knew a wacky broad for a while, and yeah. If she would find dead animals in the woods,
yeah, yeah,
and she was into the bones though. She would like throw it in like chemicals,
okay,
really?
And bleach the bones, and she would make sculptures out of bones.
Okay. That's not weird because
you don't think that's weird.
No, because if you're doing it like as an artist, like if you're making art out of that,
yeah,
taking a dead animal, like
taxidermy's art in a way,
really.
Yeah, I mean,
you're gonna display
it. Yeah, you're displaying. Like,
so what do? You just dump it in liquid?
I think you have.
No,
to
you
gut
gotta.
It.
It's more not the animal than it is the animal.
Yeah,
it's like, empty. Like you make. I think the inside.
Yeah, and it's not easy, too. She showed me some of her first projects.
Yeah, they look tough.
They're horrific, dude.
Really?
Oh, Janet, scary. Look up bad taxidermy while we talk about this.
Yeah, oh, yeah. My God. So you could get your dog fucked up really bad, and that's more probably torturous than the actual dog death.
Well, no, you don't taxidermy it live, dude.
No, but I'm saying, like, if you paid for it and got it back,
and it came back looking fucked up.
Oh, yeah, it would bother you.
That would be even worse.
Yeah,
yeah.
We'll look at it in a few minutes, Shannon.
Oh, my God.
So I guess he dumped this bear. But then people went back and, like, it was a news story.
Yeah.
Because people, there's not supposed to be bears there.
Yeah.
So people are like, is this a prank? Yeah. Are there bears in the park we don't know about?
Yeah.
Who killed this bear? They thought it was, like, maybe a threat.
Yeah, a threat.
Or like somebody was like a message.
Yeah, to the bears.
So he was doing this just out of pleasure, or was his job before politics?
No, he just was. You're rich, you get into weird shit.
Yeah,
man.
He was just like, yeah, I guess, you know, sometimes rich people do shit like falconing.
Yeah, exactly. Though, like, what's like a weird rich person thing? Yeah, falconing is a great example.
He actually, that was part of the story with the bear. Is
yeah, he is also a falconer.
Oh, really?
He was the reason why the bear kind of started to go bad in his car is because he found it, put it in the car, and then went like hawking. And then came back and was like, oh, I don't want to drive this all the way back to my house.
Oh,
and
that's crazy.
So it was like a big story. This story came out this week. RFK Jr. once chopped off a dead raccoon's penis to study later while on a family road trip. Shannon, tell us about it, please.
So that is most of the story. Apparently, his family is just kind of used to these antics at this point. We don't know exactly what he wanted to study about it, but apparently he wanted to be a vet when he was a kid, so he's like very interested in the innards of animals. Also, apparently, a while back, he found a beached whale and then used a chainsaw to cut its head off and then strapped it to the roof of his car with his kids and took it home to, quote, study it.
Study it? Isn't this, like, illegal? Like, this is the thing. This is the rich getting away with shit. Because I feel like I go to the beach, chop off a whale's head, take it home, and start fucking taxidermying it, studying it. I feel like I get a fine. At least.
I feel like you'd at least get pulled over on the way home.
Yeah.
To having a whale head on the top of the car.
People are going
to
have a lot
like
of questions.
Like a fucking Mexican moving a couch.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Oh, one of my favorite videos is this guy who's like on the back of a truck and he's like holding these like panels down and he's like, he's the straps.
Yeah.
And then they fucking fly off. And someone did an edit on it. That's this Japanese guy being like, you could do it. Believe in yourself. And it's like, you could do anything.
That's an old Ralphie May joke when you hire Mexicans to help you move.
Yeah.
They just throw the tiniest Mexican on top of the pile
and just
to hold everything down.
I've actually done that before.
Thrown a Mexican?
Have hired from Home Depot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep. The dude, it was like 9 in the morning and the dude smelled like alcohol.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Yeah, you gotta get a little twisted first thing in the morning.
I felt so bad.
That might have been left over.
From the night before.
I've told this before. I grew up in Jersey, and I used to date a girl who lived in Palisades Park. And Palisades Park, There's a big there's a bunch of apartment buildings where the day laborers live.
Yeah.
Cause so when you take a bus in Jersey on NJ Transit, mm-hmm. in certain areas, the bus comes, the NJ Transit bus comes, and then for a dollar less, right behind it is what we would call the Guadi bus.
The Guadi bus.
The Guatemalan
bus. Yes. Yeah.
It's a smaller bus that's a dollar less that also stops at every soccer field.
So, yeah, they love it. That's for them.
So if you want to save a dollar, make the ride about an hour longer, and there's like a chicken on the bus.
Yeah.
It's the move.
Dude, there are some places like where you, around where you used to live, like up in like.
Yes, where they're like, hanging. They're sleeping.
Not sleeping, but there's this park that close to where JJ used to live, because I would go up there. He was living with Eric Freddy. We're like shooting sketches. I'm going through this park. It's like I'm in Mexico now.
Yeah.
Like there's like probably 100, 200 Mexican people in the park playing volleyball, listening to music, partying. They had a shopping cart with a grill on it, and they were grilling in the shopping cart, dude. I was like, sick as fuck. I was like, I kind of want to come hang out. And I was like, you're all so short.
Yeah.
Very short.
I'll take some mangoes in a Ziploc bag.
Absolutely.
Yeah, mango Ziploc bag in with
tahine.
Yeah, tahine.
Yes, yeah, shake it up.
But then there's also there's the street hustlers, but then there's like a group of like six bros that are just absolutely blasted. I've never seen someone get this drunk.
So to that, so the girl I dated, she had friends. I never did this. I want to preface this.
Yeah.
I never did this or was there when it happened.
Throw eggs at them?
Well, they work long hours. Usually they're up at like 5.
Yeah.
But that means on Friday when they get paid, they're out at like 4.
Yeah.
3, 4.
Yeah.
So when her friends, again, I never did this, needed money for beer and weed, you go to the Guadi apartment buildings at 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Because they have all drank themselves asleep.
Yeah.
But they don't make it back to their room.
They're all just laying out there.
They're all hammered in the hallway
completely
with tall boys.
Passed out.
Yeah. I mean, pants halfway down.
Yes. Yeah. Nothing wakes them up.
Nothing. And she had friends that would, if they were broke, you would just take the stairs to the, you would take the elevator to the top floor and then work your way down and take the wallets.
Oh, my God.
Because they all got paid that day.
Yeah.
Cash.
Of course.
Yeah, yes.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah.
They're not paying taxes.
So you just took their money and put the wallet back in their pants.
And they don't even know. Like, they're probably so wasted, they're like, oh, fuck, I spent all my money or something. Yeah.
And that would be, and you would walk out with a couple hundo.
And one might argue that is the tax money, you know?
That is.
Or at least the lesson learned money.
Lesson learned.
Don't pass out with everything on you.
Yes. Yeah. That is a smart.
Yeah.
Or don't sleep in the hallway.
Yeah.
It is a crazy thing because I think about it. It's like, fuck. I don't know if they love it. Like anyone who's into that, like hardcore drinking. Or it's just like,
I'd say it's a little of both, dude.
Like, with the boys.
You can tell how Hispanic a neighborhood you live in by the proximity of tall boys to the door of the bodega. If you have to go all the way in the back.
Yeah. That's No.
If they are on ice next to the door, between the door and the register.
You go, this is
like Sunset Park.
Yeah.
You just, the second you walk in, right at your fingertips is like the Modelos.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
And that's the problem. People don't realize it. Like, there's a lot of Brooklyn now. The closer you are to the city, the nicer and the more expensive it is in Brooklyn. And then they're now building out further because, like, Williamsburg's expensive, Greenpoint's expensive. Now they're building out to Bushwick. But, like, in between Williamsburg and Bushwick, they're building all these nice buildings, but they still have, like, those fucking liquor stores, 99-cent beer things. And I went to look at an apartment. It was, like, $3,500 a month. And right across the street was this crazy liquor store. People are, like, blasting music, dancing outside. I told the agent, like, there's no way I'm staying here. He's like, no, it's a really nice apartment. But I'm like, that same thing. It's just going to be chaos.
Chaos in the streets, man.
Yeah. Every day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, when I see like a Bitcoin ATM, I'm like, we're in a bad part of town.
Yeah.
We're in a bad part of town, dude. We got a Bitcoin
ATM. What the
here.
Fuck happened with that little
dude,
racket?
No, dude, that's a fucking crazy move.
Yes. The Bitcoin ATM is probably the equivalent to an actual working payphone.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man, because they still have those payphones in New York. It's not like a grab a phone anymore. It's like a button. They're like these like poles.
Yes.
And when I see
what the fuck are those?
Dude, when I see someone talking on the payphone, I go, this guy's on hard times, yeah. Man. You see this guy on the payphone.
Charging the phone. It's the yes. People that charge the phone. They're like, they don't have enough money to go to get a like, sometimes I'll need to take a shit. And I'll go to a nice coffee shop and I'll order coffee, not even to drink the coffee. I'll just order the coffee and then
just take a shit. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Show the business a little respect.
Well, and also sometimes they don't give you the code unless you drop a little bit of cash.
Yes,
dude.
That
so,
is
and
very
I just
true.
Like, I'm like, this is the transaction. I go up, can I get a coffee? And then immediately, what's the bet? We're like, yes. we did it. We're yeah. done it. You yeah. owe me this.
I'm
now.
A customer.
I'm a customer. I'm going to take a shit in this place, dude. I need to shit sometimes, man.
Yeah, when they set up the mobile charging stations in New York,
yeah.
And they immediately just became homeless masturbation vestibules.
Oh, yes.
Vestibules or whatever you call it. They, yeah. they went, it was like, oh, it's a good place to sit and charge your phone. You can check the internet. Immediately, turf war.
Yeah.
And now it is just a jack station.
Jack station, yeah. Dude. There's one thing I'll say about New York. There's never like a congregation of homeless people. They some
yeah not areas. Like not yeah not but not like Austin oh, where there's like oh, a tent
no.
city
dude I'm from Vancouver man like Vancouver like Maine and Hastings is like blocks upon blocks of tent city mm-hmm. like it's like a huge
or like the Tenderloin in San Francisco
yeah.
Like that's with the LA we go to LA every month but yeah. Dude we stay in an area no, there's no homeless
dude I had to go to Skid Row to do a pod and really? I was like I get out I was like yo where the fuck am I, dog? Yeah.
Is it that bad?
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was sketchy as fuck.
I heard
fuck.
It's blocks and blocks there, too.
I didn't explore. Yeah. But when I got out of the cab, I was like, I need to get in this podcast studio now.
Oh,
dude.
That's brutal.
But New York, there was, because not close to where I used to live, there was, they started to congregate and they put up like a sheet that they had spray painted like some sort of like, I guess.
Some hobo code.
Yeah, some hobo shit on. And I was like, oh, you guys are done. Like there's like 9 of you here. Uh-uh. They break shit up fast out here. They go, you could be homeless. You just can't like group up.
I will say the areas where they congregate, usually it's a methadone clinic.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. If you ever work anywhere by a methadone clinic,
yeah.
You will see like. It gets like they opened one by CBGBs, I remember.
Yeah,
and that it became like nutty.
Well, that's what they did in Montreal. Was in Montreal the village, the gay village, used to be the nicest area in Montreal, and it's still like I was staying in Montreal for like 6 weeks, and I was staying in the village, and you can tell I'm like. Dude, if there wasn't homeless people everywhere here, because it's like sketchy, they're like drunk and high and like, oh, like all hours of the night shambling around and all hours of the day. But there's super nice restaurants, super nice, like two, like three subway stops. Like it's like everything here is awesome, except you're like, it's a little sketch, mm-hmm. except the sketchiness. But that's what it is. They opened up like 2 methadone clinics over in that area. And there's a lot of suspicion that because it can be quite religious in Montreal, that they were kind of like, fuck the gay people. That's why they did it over
interesting.
There.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or
yeah.
They didn't want it in there.
Their part, yeah. They're their like, well, part, I don't yeah. go to the village, so yeah. We're gonna put it over here.
Interesting.
Channing,
can you show us some bad taxidermy real
yeah,
quick?
Yeah, please.
Oh, dude, these are like if you don't, there's a learning curve.
Yeah,
and it takes so basically you basically have to, for what I understand, and if you're a taxidermist and I get this wrong, don't get mad at me like the celebrity chefs. you kind of have to like make the insides.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
you make. A mold or whatever, and then you put the skin over. Like, you have to gut it and completely do everything. So what's in there is kind of like filling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not animal parts.
Yeah.
And it takes a while for people to figure out what the animal's supposed to look like from the inside out.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. yeah. So they'll shape it wrong.
Yeah, so
and
Shannon?
The eyes always look crazy.
So I found an Instagram page called Terrible Taxidermy.
Perfect.
So here's the first one. It's a seal.
Oh, God.
That's honestly not that bad.
That looks
the teeth are fucked, But that's, I think we can get worse than this. We can get worse.
Yeah, we will.
The cat?
Oh, yeah, this cat's fucked. See, the eyes are always crazy, dude.
Yeah, they look crazy. They look mentally ill.
Yeah, from like Chucky or something.
Yeah.
Pet Cemetery.
Yes, very Pet Cemetery. See, this is fucking horrific.
Who would want that?
Is that a bat?
Yeah, I believe that is a bat.
Dude, it looks like a pig or something.
It's terrible.
Look at the eye.
Yeah, the eyes are tough.
Yeah, so the eyes seem really tough to do. Like,
I believe in good taxidermy, you get glass eyes. I think eyes rot.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
They all look a little retarded.
Yeah. They definitely
look. Or that they're like claymation.
Yeah.
Like the Santa Claus, like the Christmas.
Oh,
like
that's so brutal. I could never do that to my,
There was that early meme that was Down Syndrome Tiger. They all have like Down Syndrome Tiger vibes.
What
is that,
the
a sloth?
Fuck?
What is that? I don't even, I can't
Someone
even.
Give him a cigarette. That's so funny. That is so funny.
I can't even identify what animal that is, dude. Is it like a bear missing his nose? I don't know. No, what has hands like that? A raccoon?
I think that's a sloth.
I do think it's a sloth.
But I think it has too many fingers. It doesn't have three fingers. It has four.
I don't know what it is. Then.
Yeah, you have to do the eyes where you kind of have a little bit of, it's not completely open.
Yeah, Jesus
Christ. The deer doesn't look terrible.
Yeah, oh my God. Could you imagine? Bro, like, okay, you kill a lion. And it's like one of the majestic great creatures. You can't even fucking eat it, dude. You're only doing it for the trophy purpose. And this is what you get back? Who spends the money to go out and shoot a lion and then cheaps out on the taxidermy after?
Yeah, that
would
be
craziness.
Oh, look at that dog. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's awful. It's got predator mouth. Yeah. Wait, is that a croc? Did you just pass a crocodile but it's standing up straight?
Yeah. That's long.
That's just funny. That's somebody took a dog body.
Yeah, dude.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
Remember when we, what was that guy's name? Fucking, we went to this, like, the sausage castle or something like that.
Mike Busey.
Yeah, this big party house, and he had, a ton of taxidermied fucking alligator heads. He gave me one to take home, and then there was there was bugs in it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there was these things, fucking, what were
they
called?
You don't know who Busey is?
I know, of course. Okay, I know. Yeah.
Like, love Busey.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There was a comic who I did a show with years ago at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
And they put us together because he also loved Gigi Allen.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, sick.
And they put us together, and it was just like a one-off night. It was very fun.
Yeah.
But he shows up, and he was, I will call him a grizzled veteran of comedy.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's been a road act.
Yeah.
Since the boom.
Shit.
Oh, really?
Shit.
And this guy, he's still carring it.
Yeah.
Like,
wow. I don't know how they fucking do that.
And, fuck it. His name is Johnny Rizzo, I believe. And his act was as Johnny Rizzo as a fucking act could be.
Yeah. As carring it comics can be.
Dude, it
everything,
was.
Everything.
It was exactly what you thought. And he was great. He did great. He killed.
Yeah.
They killed.
But it was, you could tell it. You know when you see somebody and you go, oh, that's the act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you do.
Yeah.
And, like, you came up with your hour, and you're going to just run it.
Until you die.
Until you die.
One of those dudes has a heart attack on stage.
Yeah. Right. So he comes, we're sitting at Laughing Up, and he goes, you want to see something cool in my car? And I'm like, yeah, of course.
You thought drugs?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a taxidermied baboon.
It just keeps his company on the road,
and it's sitting in the passenger seat wearing a battle jacket, like a full, like, heavy metal, like studded, like the spikes and the studs patches jacket.
Why? Just because.
And sunglasses.
Does he have
sunglasses?
Instagram, maybe.
I don't think
so. A picture on it.
And he just brings this thing around,
and he goes, I'm trying to sell it. And he starts pitching me. He's trying to sell me the baboon.
How much?
I really wanted it.
Yeah.
And I had to take the train home.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure it out. I was trying to talk him down.
How much was he asking you for this baboon?
I think he wanted $800.
$800 is crazy.
And I was really tempted.
Yeah.
I didn't have it at the time. Had this offer come to me now, and we had driven to the club,
yeah,
there would be a baboon sitting in that chair next to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like 100%.
800 doesn't seem crazy.
No, no, it was very reasonable.
I bet that's
reasonable.
A steal. I bet
it was a steal. I just did not have the money at the time.
I bet you if you go right now on to like try and get a baboon taxidermy,
oh, yeah,
you're
I'm
probably
sure
paying
crazy.
Thousands.
Yeah, you know,
listen, I would have loved to have it.
Yeah.
Again, if I meet him again and he still has it,
yeah,
I'm buying that fucking thing.
Yeah.
But I he tried to sell it to me. Then I watched him pitch it to other people throughout the night.
Yeah.
And his pitch was, You got a bar. You put this thing up in the corner of the bar and say $5 for a picture. You're going to make thousands of dollars, and you're going to have a packed bar because people are going to come from all over to see this baboon.
It's like the Field of Dreams.
He was convinced that this would, like, turn a business around. Like, guys, we got to go to the baboon bar.
So why didn't anyone ever tell him? Why don't you just drive around and stand outside bars and say $5 for a picture?
You know what he should have done was when he's on the road, he should have been like, hey, if you want to take a picture with me with the baboon after the show, it's like, tip whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's what he should be doing with the baboon.
I agree.
Like, pay whatever you want. Like, oh, give me $1, give me $2, give me $20.
Some guys would give him $20.
Yeah, dude.
I would even do a bit about the baboon.
Yeah. Bring the baboon on stage.
On stage, dude.
And go, actually, he's here tonight. If you want to get a picture with him, I'll be here.
It's
donation based.
Donation, yeah. Pay whatever you want for a picture with the baboon. Yeah, dude, this is like, bro, why was he trying to sell the baboon? That's insane. This is, he has the...
Yeah. Shannon, could you look him up and see if I got the name right?
I fell into a trap for when I was so broke selling merch that I did a merch bit. You know, people...
You gotta do... no,
rough.
Listen.
That's a rough spot.
You gotta make a living, dude.
There's a couple comics I know that do the merch bit.
Yeah. Somebody, like, it's gotta be a good bit. Sometimes it's a good bit.
For what it's worth, though... I mean, I remember he's actually one of the funniest guys I've ever seen in Canada. I think he's still there. You ever ran across Chris Gordon?
I think so. That name's like familiar.
He was so funny. Big wrestling, huge wrestling fan too. He would do a crazy bit that sold a lot of merch. And so, like, if you're making $300 a night as a headliner in Canada, and then you could probably make $500 just off the merch.
Yeah, and it's also, I think it's good if you can do it. Like reverse engineer it. Like if you have a really good bit, and then you go, how do I make merch out of this?
Yeah,
that's how you don't
smart.
You don't have a piece of merch, and then because one of my buddies did that was he had a bit, and he was like, oh, this I could sell. Like it's about a product. He's like, I could sell that.
Yeah, reverse engineering is really smart.
Yeah, that's how I think you do it. So then you're not forcing this fucking.
I just bought a bunch of what are they koozies? The couple
koozies.
Yeah. You're like, how do I make this into a bit?
Yeah, how do I do a?
By the way,
koozie
have koozies coming this week.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I made a deal with a company this week, and this had to be a couple to look at.
I hate doing the merch. I hate it. Like, I do it. But I just have my T-shirts, and I'm like, yeah.
Well, Bobby talks about this a lot. There was a comic who had a bit, and it was something about either taxes or divorce or whatever.
Yeah.
But it closed. He had a wallet that was a trick wallet that when you opened it, a flame would shoot out.
Okay, fire, yeah.
And apparently he bought them in bulk from China.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
For, like, nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Like a buck or two a wallet. But he bought an astronomical amount of them.
Yeah.
So then he was stuck doing that as his closer. But he wouldn't sell. Because I think he was selling them for, like, $30, 20, $30. So he's making a shitload of money, but then he's got to close with flaming wallet.
Flaming wallet every fucking time. Yeah.
That would be.
That's tough, dude.
But I get it, man. If you're a fucking road dog and.
You got to make your cash.
Oh, you're doing shitty one-nighters?
Fuck. Yeah. Every headline, because I can do like 50 tickets, so I make no money.
Yeah.
There's no money in 50 tickets.
Yeah.
Especially always, too, when I bring someone, too. So I'm giving that, you know.
Well, then you expenses, hotel, all that kind of shit.
You make no money.
Yeah.
So, I get it.
Like, look, I unapologetically sell my pins. And that is how so my rule for myself on the road is I am here to make money, not spend money.
Yeah.
So I try very hard. If the club says you can take food home, guess what?
Yeah.
I'm taking something home.
Yeah.
I'm trying real hard not to, and if we go somewhere for food, I want to go somewhere cheap. I try to be good to the kids that, you know, take me around.
Yeah. 100%.
I take care of everything for them.
Yeah.
But I spend, I bring snack, like I bring like trail mix and shit.
Really?
I not only do I buy the ingredients to make preferred bulk trail mix. I call it my dry food.
Yeah.
And it's mixed nuts, sunflower seeds, and either cranberries or raisins.
Oh, I fuck with that. Yeah.
And I bring like a big bag of it on the road so that I don't, A, buy shit.
Yeah.
And B, so that I have something. So that like if it's midnight and I kind of want to go to sleep, but I'm hungry, I'm not going to go, all right, I'm going to order Wendy's or something.
Yeah. I'm just stop off fucking, at Wawa's.
Yeah. I'm going to fucking have a few handfuls of this and go to bed.
Yeah. That's a smart move.
I totally get it. But my deal with those pins is that's my money for the weekend that I can spend.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah.
So if I'm going to go out to a bar or whatever, my allowance I give myself is what I made on merch.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've made a contract for this money.
Yeah.
I will not spend any of the money I made.
Yeah.
But merch money is fun money.
Yeah, that's the excess. That's
like when we were just in Toronto.
Yeah.
I never got money exchanged or went to an ATM.
Oh, really?
Because all our food, all our gas, everything I paid for with
where
the
pins. Where did you go in Toronto?
I did Rob Mayo's New Room.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
Loved it.
Really?
Okay, right on. Sick.
Yeah, loved it. It's a little basement. Like, it's dingy brick walls. Yeah. It's perfect. Low, low ceilings.
Yeah.
Narrow. So, like, you look at you see everybody.
Yeah.
There's no, like, periphery people.
Yeah.
It's great. It's really nice.
Right on. That's fire, dude.
The second night was a little light. That's on me.
And that was not so.
It was their opening week. It was their opening weekend.
Oh. Okay.
So Friday was packed. Saturday was a little light, and I felt bad because it was enough people for a show, like 15, 20 people.
Yeah.
But still a little light. So I went up to the bartender, and I just bought a bottle of Fireball.
Yeah, just to be like, hey, make it worth it.
And time. I went, pour this into shot glasses.
Yeah.
And halfway through my set, I'm going to call you out.
Yeah.
And I just gave her, I think, 50 or 60 from my pin money.
Yeah.
And I bought the whole crowd shots.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And they thought I was pranking them.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I'm buying everyone shots for being here.
Yeah.
That's
shots
cool.
of Fireballs.
Because I get worried. I would get worried. I think they thought I was pulling a Fat Mike. I don't know if you guys know about
that. What's a Fat Mike?
Fat Mike is the singer for NoFX.
Okay.
And he got himself, I've told the story before, I apologize. He got banned, but I believe from South by Southwest.
Okay.
So he did a character called Cokie the Clown. Where it's him in a clown outfit.
Yeah.
And he would do acoustic shows.
Yeah.
And it was all like more personal shit.
Yeah.
He had an album that was like, you know, one song was about his dad dying. One was about his mom having cancer. One was about like his life being, his addiction issues.
Yeah.
So he would do these one man shows called Cokie the Clown. So he does South by Southwest, sold out bar, right?
Yeah.
He comes out in the clown outfit and he's got a videographer behind him.
Yeah.
Filming. And he comes out with a big bottle of Patron and a giant tray of shot glasses.
Yeah.
And he fills all the glasses, basically empties out this huge bottle of Patron, and has the whole crowd start the show with a tequila shot.
Yeah.
Does his whole set. Thank you, good night. Lee's videographer stays on stage. They wheel out a TV on an AV cart. He plugs the camera into it. And rewinds the tape all the way back. And it's Fat Mike pissing in the Patron bottle.
No fucking way.
Putting the cap on and walking into the... One shot. They don't cut. It's him pissing, putting his dick away, and walking on stage. And then he filmed all the people's faces as they drank his piss.
How the fuck did I would someone didn't kill him?
He's banned for life. They tried to sue. I think that he's banned for life and some other shit.
Yeah.
Why would he do that to his fans?
Yeah, that's insane.
That's crazy.
I think it's pretty funny.
I mean, it's funny like in a like
sadistic
way. Like if someone told me, but like doing that to people's that's
yeah,
really
it's funny, like Buffalo Bill throwing that chick down the hole.
Oh, yeah,
that's but, funny,
but like I yeah, especially the great point is it's your fans. It's like your these fans. People paid to come see you, well, you made them drink your piss.
Again, you like Gigi Allen, that's probably
yeah,
why.
I yeah. mean there's something to it that I find pretty entertaining.
You ever seen Gigi with Allen?
No.
Oh bro.
Is that the guy who shoves stuff at his up his ass and
he's,
stuff?
He's had some proclivities.
Yeah, he shoved
You're thinking of the guy he there's a video of him putting a banana up his ass.
So there's a guy who'd shove a microphone.
Yeah,
up
yeah,
his
that's
ass
Gigi.
Up?
Yeah.
He was
shit on.
Poop.
Yeah, he was his character.
Yeah, yeah. But, like that, I'm like, but I don't know. What did you say it was NXS or the band? This band
yeah.
that
oh was, NoFX.
NoFX. Is NoFX supposed to be correct? Are they crazy?
No? They're just like a punk band.
Yeah, then it's like I don't know. You're not that though. You're not drink piss guy.
I think for what it was. Oh, also, one of the songs he did was called Drinking Pee.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, still.
I don't know, man.
I would still say, hey, if you want to take a shot of my piss, yeah. Drinking Pee.
If in this day, I feel like if you did something like that now and it like goes viral.
Oh, this
just,
is a couple years ago.
Oh, I'm
really?
There's someone who has something he's going to go smash a bottle over the back of this guy's head. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't be comfortable walking around the world after
yeah.
that.
And
yeah.
NoFX is still like...
NoFX just wrapped up their retirement tour.
Wow.
What was... There's NoFX. What was it? NXS was the other one?
That's the 80s hair band.
Yeah.
NXS was the guy that...
70s,
he
80s.
He did autoerotic yeah. fixation and
yes.
killed himself.
Glam rock.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did that, and then I think you're confused between NoFX, NXS, and MXPX.
Okay. I was just
Which
was
are
like,
all three different bands.
I was like, who is the guy who died from drinking?
Yeah, that's the singer from NXS.
NXS, okay. Because
wow.
that's what I was thinking first. You're like, the singer from NXS. I was like, he was going to tell the jerk off.
No.
Yeah, okay, NoFX. Okay.
Yeah, NoFX is like a pop punk band.
Okay.
They're as poppy of a like, real punk band as you could be.
That's And you think you're going to get away with the piss thing? I'm like, you kind of got to be real hardcore to
I mean,
do
the hubris to film people, too.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, dude.
I don't know. I think it's some real like dark art shit.
It's dark.
I don't know. Dark. It's just kind of being an asshole. Like, yeah. What's the message? Like, what's
that's
the
a
art?
Very, that's Let's, a very you know, blurred line for me.
You know
yeah,
what?
What's next the art?
Yeah. Next time I see a chick in a wheelchair, I'm gonna push her on the street. And I'm like, this is art.
This is the dark.
You have
art.
To realize I am the person dark. Who Ari Shaffir threw a full cup of piss in my face.
He did.
Many years ago at Skankfest, while I was naked and bleeding.
No.
What does this, can you please explain?
During the nude roast.
During naked roast, Ari was one of the judges, and I had cut my head open too deep, and I was bleeding really bad.
Yeah.
And he stood up, took his dick out, filled his beer glass with piss, and I looked over at him, and he looked at me, and the way Ari tells it is that I nodded.
Oh, wow.
But the way I remember it was I went, oh, no. But then I forgot when you say, oh, no, your mouth is open.
And
he, yeah, he just Real Housewives the full glass of piss in my face.
Jesus no.
Christ.
Were you laughing?
Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous.
I don't know.
Were you there when he shit on stage?
A, that didn't happen. And no, I wasn't.
It didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen.
No, it didn't
oh.
happen. That there would be legal repercussions
oh.
for him and the festival if that had occurred.
Well,
it was a very impressive special effect.
This is a comedy podcast. We're joking.
Yes.
Yeah. It's, okay. And so, but we're just telling you the truth.
But on the record, that was show business,
baby.
So let me ask you a question. Pissing faces. You know, this is so funny. I
well, it's like OnlyFans. There's a line of what
yeah.
you can do.
You know,
there's a line, and shit's on one side of the line, piss is on the other side of the line.
And as someone who has peed on people or peed in things so many times in my life,
yeah, shit's different.
I had one coming.
Oh, really?
To be honest,
yes.
The amount of times I have done horrible things. I can't get mad. That was karma.
There is pee karma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've peed on her in a number of things, knowing that people were going to either consume or use them.
Dude, there's this one time this chick sent me, I was sexting with me, and she said, I want to get pissed in. And I thought it was a typo. I thought she said pissed on. So I was like, I wrote back like pissed on. She goes, no, in. And then she sends me this video of she has this like a hollowed out butt plug, like a funnel, and it's in her ass, and she's in the bathtub, and this guy's pissing in her ass as she's like has a vibrator on her pussy, just filling her ass up with piss, and she's loving it too,
dude.
I assume.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer. God bless her.
Yeah,
because she had that video for reference when people went,
lined
up. You mean on?
Yeah.
And she's like, No.
Let me show you. I got
the tools. I got the tape. Hold on.
Yeah, she has a the where I screenshot, and I have a folder in my phone that has the hot people that I see on Instagram, and I screenshot and I put it in that folder. She has a folder for piss play.
Yeah, for her getting pissed inside of, dude. Crazy.
That's how do you find out that's your thing?
You know what? People just, you just do.
It is weird. It is weird how you find out.
I think you just do. I don't think it's the crazy part is how do you find out? Because that's within you. Like, it's in her. It's in her mind. She thought about it. The harder part is how do you find the person to piss into your ass?
One night on any hookup site.
Yeah.
I think that's a tougher pitch. I think you go like, hey, I want you to piss in my ass. That's a tough
pitch. If I can find girls on an app that will let me have sex with them without a condom,
yes,
that means there are exponentially more dudes who would piss in that girl's ass.
Have you seen that new trend that's all over like Instagram and stuff now, where you're like, fuck girls without a condom? A lot of chicks are posting stuff. And one thing I've noticed is chicks who don't have OnlyFans or anything, just chicks are posting this video where they go, oh, you're so pretty, you're so cute, and it's like, fuck me raw then. Fuck me raw, no condom right now, huh? You won't do it? Or they'll be like, your face is so pretty. She's like, come on it then, come on it. And I go,
really?
I've checked their Instagram. I'm like, you don't even have OnlyFans. You're just making
just it for the love of the
you're
game.
Just
wow.
making this content.
Just there's in for no, the love of the game.
I love that.
You like, you don't even get, you don't get money. You're fucking up your brand deals doing this. That's crazy, dude. Yeah, bro.
Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at YoKratom.com. Home of the $60 kilo. That's right. Stop going to smoke shops, bodegas, or gas stations and getting a little bit of kratom at a time and you don't even know what's in there. When you go to YoKratom.com today, they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas. If you don't use Kratom, don't start on my account. But if you use Kratom for one of its many, many benefits, there's only one place in the world, and there's no promo code needed. Why? It's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. $60 for a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door. So check them out today, guys. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into the program.
So, yeah, I get. I mean, there's some... For every piggish woman on the internet, assume there's 10 dudes who would be worse.
Piggish woman is fucking insane.
I sat beside a pig. I told Che, we're doing this fucking we did a private thing on Saturday night in Chicago.
Yeah, this private gig, dude.
And on the way there, I was sitting beside a piggish woman who, when I sat down my seat, she was right beside me. She was a big gal. She's a very big gal. And then she started tweezing hairs off her face.
Off her chinny chin chin.
Off her chinny chin chin. Yeah, she would do it and then place it on her hand. And so I'm like, ugh, I'm making noises. Like, this is disgusting.
That's crazy.
This is disgusting. So I start typing to a friend, this disgusting pig. I guess she's aware of what she's doing because she was looking at me type. She saw me call her a disgusting pig. She rang the call button, got the people over, said, is there a seat change? And I knew something was up. I didn't realize it was that. And then she looked over at me and goes, I have OCD. And I go, yeah, but that's disgusting. That's crazy. She goes, you called me a disgusting pig. I said, no, I didn't. I went immediately lie.
So JJ's looking for an excuse to call a chicken a disgusting pig. And in most scenarios, it would be like, nah, she was just whatever.
Disgusting.
That is fucked. Who's like, you can't tweeze your fucking
face. Tweeze your face?
Clip your toenails?
Where do you sit on that? Pissing on many people.
It on the plane.
We're in the piss karma.
I would be upset by that.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
That's fucking crazy. Like, it's the plane,
and
dude.
She knew she was doing something wrong. because I could see how she was holding it. She would she wrapped it around her fist and was doing like this so nobody would see.
See, yeah.
And then food service came and she's still doing it.
Ugh. Yeah,
during snacks
gross.
And drinks.
That's fucking weird.
And then
dude.
They eventually moved her. She was crying. To make a whole big scene.
Yeah.
Which I, you know, if I ever make a chick cry at a comedy club, I usually feel bad, not always, but usually, this I had no bad feelings.
No, why would you feel bad?
I actually felt
bad. That one's, that is fucking.
By the way, if you
crazy.
Have OCD so bad you need to pluck your chin hairs, shave before you fly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Go get ahead. Out the Gillette and fucking give yourself one smooth over.
Or take,
before you get on the plane.
Take a fucking Xanax or something so you like numb your stress or whatever the fuck it is. You can't be like, oh, you know, I have this mental thing, so like the people around me need to suffer on the plane. Or just like, just it's the most like mixed company area. We're all trapped. We're all next to each other. Everyone's farting. It's like it's cramped and you're
the
doing
fart's the greatest.
You're doing weird shit. It's
I like, would don't say do that is shit. A level of rude as if she had taken out a floss pick and started picking shit out from between her teeth and letting
yeah.
it fly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting. So the funniest part was there's a young black kid right beside me.
Yeah.
And same vibe as you, right? Yeah. Like it was the same vibe, really chill, everything like that. And he didn't notice what was happening because he was watching his, like, he had like a thing on his laptop.
Yeah.
And he goes, what happened? I said, she was picking her face. He goes, well, we got more room now.
Was she sitting in the middle?
In the middle.
That's crazy.
Bro, she was huge. And I think the thing was, she probably thought I was referencing her fat. It wasn't a thing about fat. Dude,
you're being a pig. You're fucking tweezing your face on the plane. That's
you could have been a hot chick. First of all, I don't know.
Now, if it's a hot chick, you let it fly. It's a hot chick, you go. Well, what's with the pig? You start a it's a conversation starter.
I don't.
No, it's if she's fat, yeah. Don't no. don't say if she. Now I'm totally not on your side. No, you saying if she was hot, you would have been like, oh no, if she was hot, you would have hit on
I
her.
I just don't think a hot chick's doing that.
No, but,
that's the thing.
No, dude, no. If she was a hot chick with OCD, she gets away with it. Those are the rules. Those are the fucking rules.
So I do like thicker women. I do like BBWs to definitely smash. I do love a smash with a BBW. I think it's the best sex. There was a point where she was like getting mad at me and upset. I was like, maybe I could give her my Instagram. I'll fuck her tonight in Chicago.
Yeah. Nothing. Listen.
She's got a smooth chin now.
Yeah, perfect. She's all smoothing out for your balls, dude.
Yeah, she's all cleaned up, dude. No, hot chicks just get away with shit. Hot chicks have, that's why their realities are warped. Hot chicks will say stuff to you where like, how does that make sense in your mind? But it's because they do hot chick stuff.
My association with that would bother, so in my family, whenever somebody has like one long chin hair,
yeah,
we call them granny hairs.
Yeah,
because my grandma always has like one long white hair that somebody has to pluck on her.
Yeah,
so anytime I've been with a woman and she'll have like one,
yeah,
I'll be like, you got a granny hair, and I gotta get rid of it. Like, we gotta get that off you.
You
now.
Have to. Yeah. You're because it's in your psyche.
Yes,
you know. I went on a date 2 weeks ago. I took a chick out. This was a couple weeks before we went to LA.
Yeah,
she had really chapped lips, and I said to her, so we're walking after, we're having a cool time. This she hasn't spoken to me since. I go, yo, you gotta do something about those lips. She goes, you don't say that.
You gotta do something about those lips. It's crazy.
I can't.
You could have just bought her chapstick.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that. I can't do those imperfections on someone who's hot.
You just, I don't know, but you, I don't know, just be like, hey, I got you some chapstick or something. Your lips are dry.
Yeah.
You know, my family has granny hairs, and then whenever someone is a suspected lesbian, because my mom's side of the family won't ever like say what they want to ask about people.
Yeah.
Or it's are they a little?
Yeah.
So it's like every friend I had growing up, my mom would be like, is he a little retarded?
Yeah.
Is he a little gay?
Yeah.
But they won't say lesbian for some reason.
Yeah.
But my grandma always wore Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
So instead of lesbian, my family always goes, is she a little granny shoes?
Granny shoes.
I think she's a granny shoes.
That's a great one. Granny shoes, dude. Yeah.
I always would like to see, you know, because I assume I have a weird family. I mean, assume like interested you know, we all have our
comics for sure. Yeah. Pretty much every single comic.
I would love to see where if the fam like three families could just get together and be on set. You know, if they could have what we have,
yeah.
And just you just tell them just please be you around the three families. That would be so fucking.
Oh, funny. If people could meet my real mom. And not the lady who she becomes.
Yeah, for strangers.
For strangers.
Yeah.
I want them to see it so bad.
So bad.
How old's your mom?
60?
And she's still holding on to that. That's like the shift.
The behavior. Yeah.
You think just be you're good, you're more than halfway there.
My mother's does the same thing too.
Yeah, it's like, bro, just fucking do whatever. Who gives a shit now?
The sweetest human being in front of
in front of strangers. Yeah,
like if I said, "Oh, this is who I do business."
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, you guys are yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No,
she's much better now that I'm making money, but
I'm like, just like I don't know. I think when you hit a certain age, you go, "I'm gonna fucking die. My body's only getting shittier every day." Just like, who gives a fuck now? Just be honest with every stranger. Like, I'm not going to be nice to strangers for no fucking reason. I'm already not there. Like, I don't want
a little too much not there.
I'm overly nice to everyone in my building.
Very nice.
I'm very, like, my wife is, like, mortified because I'll see someone that I've never met before.
Yeah.
If they get in the elevator with us, I go, hi, good morning.
Yeah. But I don't think
or have a nice day. Or
I don't think that's being fake. That's a different thing. That's
I think that's actually good.
That's just like
just in me because that's how my dad was.
Yeah,
like my dad's just like a natural politician thing about him where he never met him before. You get a handshake, hi, eye contact.
But
I live with these. I'm gonna see you.
Yeah.
Why not build a? And of course, now is it? Do I live in a building with a lot of different races and the old white people love me? Because they get to get in the elevator with me and start complaining about minorities. And then I say something horrible and they laugh and now we have a secret.
Yeah.
Sure.
See, but this is you being an honest person with them. Honestly, you want to say good morning. You like this.
And then a few minutes into that, it's like, yeah, I know. Isn't it crazy they're afraid of dogs?
Also, too, you can make the argument for you. You're going to be a lot more memorable on how you dress, how you look compared to everyone else. And you know what I mean?
I think there is an element to that.
Yes.
Where people are like, where I'm almost like, in my, I know Chappelle uses this analogy for when he, in his little town in Ohio, but like, I'm basically like the way Krusty the Clown lives in Springfield.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In my building,
for
there's
sure.
just a clown that lives in the building.
Yeah.
He's a regular guy, but he's just in the shit all the time.
You have a shirt that just has a bunch of clowns on it. Well,
yeah, if I was like a 65-year-old, like, you know, middle-class person, I saw you in my building, I'm like, who the fuck is this guy, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then you're like, hey, how's it going? Like, oh, look at it, you know?
And the amount of people that come up to me and want to talk to me about, like, because I wear like horror movie stuff.
Oh, okay.
And they'll walk up to me and be like, I fucking love Jason.
Yeah.
Or shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, and that's just fun. Or like, I love like being super nice to old people, like getting the door and shit. Because I think they think based on my appearance that I'm going to be an asshole.
Yeah. Mm.
So I love to like really like, how are you? How's your day? Be safe. Get the door. Hold on. Let me get that for you. Hold the door for the elevator when I see somebody coming in the front.
I think it's really weird especially the old person thing. Like, you see it on the plane a lot, where there's someone who's older who you can tell like doesn't move as well or something, and people like not giving them the space.
In
to
New
do
York
shit.
On the subway, it's crazy.
Crazy, dude. I saw it fucking in New York at Best Buy. This lady was coming, waiting for the doors to open with her stroller, and these two people cut in front of her. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on in this city, dude?
Yeah, people
there's
are
a
trash.
Thing with fucking New Yorkers where they're like, it's fucking New York. It's the way it is. I'm like, no, you're just being an asshole. It's not. Yeah. It's New York. It's like you're too fucking lazy to do something. You're using that as an excuse to be an asshole.
I want to add though to my almost near obsession with saying hello to people in the building or good morning. It's also because I've only had since I moved since college. I've only had two apartments.
Really,
I was in one for 8 years, and this one I'm about to hit.
That's
eight
crazy.
Or 10 years.
That is crazy,
dude.
Holy
I've had
fuck.
Eight in my first 2 years in New York.
So I'm very in my head. It's an investment to my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I know I'm going to see these people more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, so now I have somebody that, like, I'll literally get messages or somebody be like, hey, I saw you have a package downstairs.
Yeah.
And we have people that steal packages. So they'll go, I brought it up to your door.
See, I'm a big package guy in that where the place I used to live in on the top floor of a walk-up. And across the hall from me was the lady. I won't say her name. I won't blow up her spot. But we had a great relationship. She had been in the building for 25 years.
Wow.
And she was the chick that every building needs because anything that was wrong, she's on their ass, like complaining all the time. She was complaining nonstop about shit. But it was awesome. You need that person in your building because shit's broken. And then if everyone's like, oh, the front thing's broken, the mailbox is broken, the buzzer's broken, no one gives a fuck. She would complain about it until it was fixed, and you're like, I love that.
Yeah.
But she had cats, and so she would get these fucking Chewy boxes that were heavy as fuck.
Yeah, litter's heavy.
Yeah, and I would carry it up to her door all the time, and then she would get me snacks from Trader Joe's.
Yes,
that was
nice.
She would show up with these
That's
snacks.
That's a good trade-off.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I was like, I was big on carrying up the packages for her. That's a big one. Because I'm like, yeah, I'm going up anyways. I'm going up. And I was like, she was also older. And I'm like, I'm young.
That was a tough five stories to navigate too. I walked up with my dogs once because it was so narrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Somebody stole. I had a Amazon package, and I got the notification that it was in my lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife brought it up, and she's like, I think somebody opened this.
Yeah.
And when I got the picture, it was closed.
Yeah.
When she brought it up, and it had been completely open, and then somebody put masking tape
over
and closed it again.
Yeah.
And didn't take anything.
Yeah, they just went to see what it was.
And I think they went to steal it, opened it up, and it was green apple licorice and clown makeup. And they went, I know whose this is. No one else is buying bulk green apple candy.
Yeah.
And fucking makeup. Frankenstein makeup.
And so they went, no, we're stealing.
Accidentally open, when I lived with Freddie, someone else's thing, and it was like vaginal pills, like for fucking yeast. So I did actually tape it back up.
Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. A few days before Christmas, so my wife's family lives like in the woods.
Yeah.
It's like a half a mile driveway. Like, it's crazy.
Really?
They have to drive their garbage to the curb.
That's crazy.
Because they live so deep into
their
property.
Still pretty cool.
Oh, no, it's awesome. Yeah. It's like private. Like, you can see the neighbor's house kind of.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But they have a neighbor who rents out space, so there's a couple trailers. And this is like way down the street, so you can't see it.
Yeah.
But they have a few trailers that they rent out. They rent out the space to people. And the mailman gets confused and sometimes dumps stuff at their house.
Yeah.
So they had a package, but they had kept it for so long and didn't go to the trailer to give it that they were like, now I think we kind of just stole it.
Yeah.
And it was Amazon, so they didn't care. Like, oh, I'm sure they got it replaced by now.
Yeah.
So they were going to throw it out. They go, let's just open it. Big black strap-on.
Wow. No. Holy shit.
So now we've been trying to figure out whose trailer that was going to.
Yeah. Big black strap-on is crazy.
And did it come out at the dinner table on Christmas? Of course it did.
Yes. Yes, it has to. Big black strap-on, dude, on Amazon. I guess, like, there's some stuff I feel like you just could still go buy in person. Like, it's like, you don't want that getting lost or whatever like that. Like, it's like
I disagree. It's completely anonymous then.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
the mailman doesn't know what's in there.
Yeah, that's
just the poor Chinese lady who had to put it in the box.
And she's putting tons of them in the box.
Yeah, she's got all day.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that Amazon thing where a guy died on the floor and they were told to like work around him?
No.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Did he have a heart attack, I think?
In the warehouse, dude. We're gonna, dude, that motherfucker who, not motherfucker, that fucking awesome dude who burned down that warehouse with the toilet paper that was in it.
Yeah.
Love that shit.
Same
man.
Place?
Not same place. Oh. This is a different place. But people are getting activated, man. I love it. I love it, dude. Burn some shit down. Break some shit. Do it. Get nuts, man.
You can only push people so far.
Exactly.
I think in the next few years, and again, one of my favorite establishments, Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
I am thrilled to go to a... I am a child.
Yeah.
When I go to... I am happy.
Yeah.
You love Buc-ee's, eh?
It's fun. It's a great... It really... As someone who has to do the long drives a lot, especially with the wrestling now, a Buc-ee's will really turn your day around.
I do like the cookies.
And you know why Buc-ee's is good? Because it's a private company. It's a privately owned company.
It's
like
a Gestapo.
Yeah. Oh, what do you mean a Gestapo? Like,
okay, but say like, say what you're gonna say about In-N-Out first.
Well, just like no, like these places like In-N-Out, a Valve, a fucking Buc-ee's. These are all privately owned
In-N-Out's
companies.
Private.
Yeah, they've never gone, and the quality has stayed fucking great because they don't need to like pay attention to what investors want,
yeah,
or and cut costs and fire people and do all the layoffs and shit. They just fucking run a solid business.
We were talking about that Saturday night, and then Telsa Gustavo was like, we went to a place and it was great, and then one of the guys was like, yeah, they kind of went corporate, and like everything that can make money eventually ends up going corporate and gets ruined. And I said that about Milk Bar. I loved Milk Bar. It used to be the greatest slice of cake you could ever eat, and now it sucks. And the slices are small, and it's $15.
So Buc-ee's, well, I love it. And cleanest bathrooms you can go, because they're cleaning them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You get a real nice dump in at Buc-ee's.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Buc-ee's also they pay great.
Yeah.
Shannon, can you look up what the pay is?
If you're like a general manager of a Buc-ee's, you're making six figures.
Yes.
Should
be.
Yeah, they same pay as fucking In-N-Out.
Really yes. Good.
You should be at a Buc-ee's. You should be making $150K if you're managing that.
Imagine what they're making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have like the craziest strict, like, so you, I believe, have to leave your phone in your car. Buc-ee's employees generally considered to be well paid, which is starting from 17 to 21 an hour for entry level.
Yeah, dude.
That's significantly
like a kid,
higher
that's like
than
a kid.
Average.
Yeah, that's like a kid
but
who
a kid,
starts.
A kid making fucking 17.
An entry level?
That's
right.
Yeah.
21?
That's
great.
That's what I mean.
Great.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. 21 bucks.
And
yeah.
Then if you move up, it's really good.
Well, it's like, it's how it's supposed to fucking be. Is you can work at a place your whole life.
25 an hour, that's great.
Employees often get double pay for major holidays, 3 weeks of PTO,
100K
and
for
bonuses.
Assistant manager.
Assistant
incredible.
Managers can make 1 to 1.5, 100K a year. General managers make $225,000 a year.
That's because
you definitely didn't say the 1.5, right?
Yeah. It's
yeah, 100,000 to 150,000. Excuse me.
Yeah. But it's the idea that you can get a job at Buc-ee's as a fucking 17-year-old, as a 16-year-old, and you could work there your whole fucking life.
Absolutely.
And then you can have a life. You can live and just go to work and have a fucking normal life.
And 3 weeks PTO,
dude. Yeah.
At a fucking.
What's PTO? Because
paid time off.
Oh, okay. And plus your non-paid time off.
And you're probably getting benefits and all that kind of shit.
Yeah,
Denny's.
And them
dude,
snacks.
This is, everyone can feel it now. Everyone can feel that something's wrong. Mm-hmm. And everyone's complaining and people are going, oh, the fucking stock market's up.
Yeah, I was just going to say
and
that.
It's like, shut the fuck up. We all know it's fucked. We all know it's fucked and people are losing it, dude.
But one of the things about Buc-ee's that I'm not thrilled about, but I understand, and it's how they run their business.
Yeah.
They have all these crazy rules. Like, you have to leave your phone in your car. You can't have your phone on you.
Yeah.
You have to do this. You have to clean every few minutes. You got to do this. They
As
offer,
an employee?
Yes.
Love that.
They offer an incentive bonus for ratting out people you catch breaking the rules.
Oh, shit.
Chad,
yeah.
Can you look that up? I don't think I made this up. But I think you get, like, if you catch another employee on their phone and get them written up, you get, like, $50.
So, but you know what?
So they have incentivized ratting.
This is what it is, though. This is, you go to this place, you fucking work, You work. You work hard. You pay attention to your job. You care about it. You clean. You put effort in, and you're rewarded with a salary that allows you to live a good fucking life. And it's 8-hour shifts? You work your fucking 40 hours a week, and you can fucking live? Everyone's working fucking 12-hour days now with their fucking side hustle bullshit just so they can potentially afford to have, like, one kid? Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
I think ratting out people to government or police is bad. I think if I own a business and you guys are consumers, the reason you love Buc-ee's is because there's little fucking dipshit rats in there.
And see, that's the thing. The results are great.
The results are great. And also, it's a thing of, like, if I'm here, I'm working my fucking ass off, and I'm fucking sweeping, and I'm fucking putting the costume on, and I'm working the fucking brisket station and all that kind of shit, and then I look over at you, and you're on your phone, you're dicking around.
I agree.
It's like, fuck that. We're all working hard in here. We're all putting in our fucking 8 hours, and then we're going home, and we're making a good wage. And it's like, that's a fucking decent trade-off. They're not
either that, or you make very good friends with your co-employees, have a deal where you cover for each other, and then when there's a new person who starts to rat people out, you do what I do in my jobs, which is bully them until they quit.
You could do that
you
too.
You can do that too.
But the, I had.
But the model would fail, though.
What they're trying to do on the fucking other end, on the corporate side of shit, is way more nefarious. Have you seen that shit they want to put on people's heads?
Yes.
There's this thing where it can, like, monitor what the fuck you're looking at and monitor your brain waves to see if you're paying attention and see, like, when you're focused and when you're what you're thinking about.
No.
That's fucking psychotic. Yeah. And then you work at that place for 2 years, and then they have mass layoffs, and they fucking try to replace you with AI. That's way more fucked.
Yeah.
Way more fucked than just being like, hey, when you're at work, don't look at your phone. Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
I did have a coworker who me and all my friends were working together at a job, and we had one person with us that really rubbed us the wrong way. And we all knew each other for years with this one kid, and he just got worse and worse.
Yeah.
So we made a concerted effort. Like, we combined forces, and we're like,
we got to get this guy out of here.
We're going to start. Because it was a job where you couldn't get fired. It was one of those jobs where, like, you had to be egregiously bad at it to get fired.
Yeah.
We were so low on the totem pole and so not around the people who made decisions.
Yeah.
That basically, if you showed up and were breathing and something got done, you couldn't get fired.
Yeah.
So we're like, we're going to bully this guy
into
quitting. And I got to see the email he sent to the president of the company, who he had never met, but CC'd him on it about the toxic work environment that I and my friends had created and how it was impossible for him to work around us anymore. Yeah. So he resigned.
Yeah,
that's pretty
good. And it made me so happy.
Yeah. Well, there's something to, like, your work has to be good. You have to like the people you work with. And when someone doesn't fit in the mold, and I've worked at a lot of different places, it's hard to not fit in the mold. But it stands out when someone doesn't. And it's like, dude, I have one dude I know from, like, way back in my past who can't hold down a fucking job because everywhere he goes, he's insufferable. He, like, will be at a job for a week and start trying to tell people how they're supposed to be
doing
stuff.
James Thomason?
No, it's not James Thomason.
he's fired every week.
Yeah, because it's like, because you suck to be around, dude. He sucks. He's wrong. Because if it's the other way around, you guys, if anything, it brought you guys together. It made you guys a better team to bully this guy, to get him out, to keep the work environment better. If you just let this fucking guy who sucks and is annoying every shift, every time someone has to work with this guy, it's now ass. So it's like, yeah, get him the fuck out. But you can't fire someone for sucking and being ass.
Can I tell you one of the things that annoyed me about it? You guys can judge me.
Yeah.
It was a job where we needed our ears. We needed to transcribe things.
Okay.
And it was an overnight gig.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of listening, rewinding, and writing. But, like, it was a lot of work.
Work.
And this fuck was, like, in his 20s, would come to work with his nebulizer machine.
What's a nebulizer?
Because he had asthma.
Okay.
Oh, so
but it was this big, like, whirring, loud machine, and he would put it almost like a sleep apnea mask kind of thing, but it was a hose that went in his nose and mouth.
Yeah.
And he would wear that for his whole shift.
Yeah.
So you're trying to listen, and you just hear, and that was, I believe, the beginning of,
like, dude, you're like, you can't have a fucking, we're all just, like, we have to listen to shit the whole time, and I can't hear shit.
That, and, like, you're an adult. How bad is your asthma?
Yeah, take a shot.
thank you.
I have to meeting in 20
minutes. No, actually, we're going to wrap up right now. Cool, I got another show in 7 minutes. So.
Okay, sick.
Perfect. Thank you so much to my guests, Chay Dorana and JJ
Great
Lieberman.
Episode, man. Yeah.
Please check out Two Goons, support them on the road, and we will see you on Wednesday here on The Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
Bye. Bun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's